denying President Trump's statement that the U.S. took action against an Iranian drone near the Persian Gulf yesterday. Here's the latest from AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president said the drone got too close to the USS Boxer yesterday,
ignoring multiple calls to stand down,
and that the warship acted in self-defense.
We have no information about having lost a drone today.
Hours after Foreign Minister Javad Zarif's statement, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it can provide images showing there was no confrontation and that it did not lose any drones. Iran shot down an American drone last month, and the president had ordered a military strike in response, but called it off at the last moment. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Argentina Friday. He's expected to rally support from Latin American leaders in the U.S. fight against Middle East militant groups. The top U.S. diplomat will deliver remarks at the second Western Hemisphere Counterterrorism Ministerial in Buenos Aires, where the challenges of terrorism in the hemisphere will be addressed. Officials say a blast at a university in Afghanistan's capital has killed 2 people and wounded 10 others. Police say the explosion Friday was located near the entrance to Kabul University. A spokesman for Kabul's police chief told the Associated Press that 2 vehicles were also set on fire. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the incident in Kabul, where both the Taliban and Islamic State terrorist group are active. A large portion of the United States is in the midst of a heat wave. Temperatures in the Northeast and Midwest are already high and are expected to climb over the weekend. The temperature in Washington, D.C. is expected to reach 43.3 degrees Celsius. This is VOA News. Britain's Home Secretary Sajid Javid warned against the rise of populism and open racism that has catapulted